This is not the way he wanted to go out, but he was slowed last year. He was all primed for one more big year this year. Didn't happen for him. Has to be disappointing, but other than that, I mean, not much disappointment in this career.
No, I mean, the bat speed was still there, but the legs just wouldn't cooperate. But, I mean, this is a guy, only Ty Cobb has had more batting titles. He almost hit 400 in 1994, the strike-shortened year. A lot of people forget that he also, early in his career, was a terrific outfielder. He won 5 gold gloves. 1 year, I know you look at that body now and you say it's hard to believe, 1 year, 1987, he stole 56 bases. He made himself a great outfielder. He was not a gifted outfielder. He always had the ability to hit to that 5.5 hole, he called it, between short and third. The other things that I'm going to think about is I was broadcasting the Padres when he came to the big leagues. He was great the first day he showed up, and he's never changed since then. One of the most infectious laughs you ever want to be around. And whatever he decides to do, he's going to be a success at.
His son plays at San Diego State. Right. The coach there is stepping down. You think he wants to do that?
I think that would be a great start for him to find out. I mean, he's got so much to give, and he's got so much knowledge and so much passion for the game. He could go into broadcasting. He could be a big league hitting coach. He could probably manage. But if he wants to work with kids, not a bad place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. On the DL right now.